Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey was in the Berkshires today. The Democrat visited students in North Adams with Sandy Hook Promise co-founder Mark Barden to talk about her office's collaboration with the nonprofit. Sandy Hook Promise is bringing its violence prevention and mental health training programs to 50 school districts across the Commonwealth. Healey also spoke with WAMC about her ongoing work on the state's opioid epidemic, as well as her reactions to the outcome of Oklahoma's suit against the Sackler family and the Trump administration's efforts to corral how California can enforce emissions restrictions on the automotive industry.
This is a special community, and these students have done a fantastic job implementing the Start With a Low program. We're here today with Mark Barden, my dear friend from Sandy Hook Promise. I'm proud that my office is partnering with Sandy Hook Promise to bring this to nearly 50 school districts around the state. It's just so important we meet kids where they are. We teach them about being kind to one another, about inclusivity, about recognizing, too, the warning signs of depression. You know, I asked the kids today, how many of them knew a student who tried to harm themselves? Every hand went up, and I think that's something you hear across the state, and it just shows you how important it is we be there for our kids in our schools in any way possible, including through a program like this.
Your next stop today is in Greenfield to talk about the opioid epidemic. What do you expect to talk about there?
Well, really, I'm listening. You know, I'm certainly going to give an update on our litigation against Purdue and the Sackler family and the ongoing investigations that we have. I'm going to talk a little bit about our Project HERE program, which is a free program available to all public middle schools in the state, where we're teaching young people about health and wellness, about how to make good decisions about substance use disorder. We recently added a whole component on vaping as well. And I'll be listening to the Greenfield Opioid Task Force because, you know, this was a task force that was one of the first formed. They've really been at the vanguard of dealing with this issue. And so when I go to Franklin County, for me, it's about listening. It was back in 2013. It was the first place when I was running for Attorney General that I learned about the opioid crisis and sort of what was happening on the ground. And many of these people, Chris Donlin, John Merrigan, Dave Sullivan, the members of the task force were some of the people I sat with earliest on and knew that I had to make this a priority as Attorney General. And certainly, I think we've made it a priority the last 5 years.
What was your take on the outcome of the recent suit against the Sackler family in Oklahoma?
Well, as you know, Massachusetts, we were the first state to name the Sackler family members in our lawsuit against Purdue. Purdue filed for bankruptcy. I think it's very good that Purdue is going out of business. I think the proposed settlement doesn't cut it. It doesn't require the Sacklers to pay back a dime of the billions and billions of dollars they made through OxyContin sales. It doesn't require them to accept any responsibility. And it doesn't provide the transparency. One of the things that I think is so important is that the Sacklers in Purdue no longer be able to hide the documents, hide the ball, keep the story from coming to light. And through our litigation, we've been able to tell that story. We want to continue to be able to tell that story so that all the information becomes public, because bottom line, you know, we want to make sure this kind of conduct doesn't happen again. So many people, so many families devastated, communities ruined as a result of the greed on the part of some of the drug companies. And, you know, our office has been, I think, the most aggressive in the country in terms of dealing with this, addressing it, both from an investigation standpoint, cracking down on illegal prescribing practices. I've got a whole fentanyl strike force. We're out there across the state with ongoing criminal investigations and takedowns of heroin and fentanyl trafficking operations. We've also spent a lot of time in the schools on education, supporting treatment and the like. We're going to continue to do that, and I just continue to believe that, you know, as a country, we need to do a better job of addressing issues of mental health and substance use disorder. And I think that's one thing that this crisis has really laid bare, our failings in that area. And hence the opportunity to meet what is a growing need.
I'm interested in your reaction to the Trump administration's move to limit California's ability to set regulations on admission standards.
It's ridiculous. It's illegal, and certainly really bad. Really bad for consumers, really bad for the planet and public health, really bad for our economy, too. And so that's why Massachusetts and California, joined by over a dozen states, has sued the Trump administration to stop this from happening. It's a really wrong-headed rule. The idea that the president would now allow a lower standard, allow for more pollution. That's only going to make it worse for our children, for public health, for our environment, and ultimately for our planet, is just a really stupid move. It's also illegal the way they did it, so that's why we're in court.
I'm interested in your take on the Joe Kennedy challenge to Senator Ed Markey. Do you have an endorsement in that race?
No, I don't. I've worked with both Congressman Kennedy and Senator Markey over the years on many issues. I have great respect for both of them, and Massachusetts has been well served by both of them.